says, this is in 1 Peter, the first chapter, in the very last verse. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, this is what Peter was saying here, and one of the verses that we want to bring out in our message is in the second chapter of 1 Peter, and the 5th verse. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, my mind is just wondering what's in the mind and the heart of people today when this is what God is saying, that we're to be lively stones building up a spiritual house, and that if we do that, we can be part of that holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Now, you'll find back in the Old Testament, the priest was those that went in and offered up the sacrifices. But God, when He sent His Son to die on Calvary, each and every human being can become into that priesthood of God, because we get to go in under the Holy of Holies before God and offer up ourselves a living sacrifice each and every day. And that's exactly what God wants of us. But I'm afraid today, people, they say, oh, I'm a Christian, or I'm living okay, I'm not doing anything to that stand. But yet we don't want to live by what the Word of God said. And God's Word is going to endure forever. That means you're not going to get around it. When you stand before God, you will be judged. But what the Word of God said, and if it says what you're doing and saying, the only place for you to go when you stand there is hell. And it's time for us to wake up to that. Mom and Dad, quit patting your children on the back and saying they're good people. If they're in sin, they're on the road to hell. You can be good and still go to hell. You might be a born again Christian on your own to heaven to make you right with God. When you stand before Him, you and I, here in this life, what man determines as being good is a far cry from what God accepts as being in that holy priesthood. And each and every one of us, God wants us to take what His Word says. And I wouldn't put people on the spot by asking them to raise their hand if they believe and accept every word in the Bible, because there's a lot of people that would lie. They'll raise their hand and say, I believe it. Well, you don't believe it if you don't live by it. If you're not living to what God says, you're either not believing the Word of God, or you're lying to your own self. Because there are very few people I've met in life that says their intention is to go to hell. They don't want anything to do with God. If ever man has said, I'm not that bad, and we're telling ourselves lies like that to convince ourselves that it's hard. I believe that each and every person that they're men in sin and grew up to be very old, some or another, they justified what they were doing as being all right. You say, well, how do you know that? I was there. I listened to the lies of the devil. I even told myself the lies to make myself feel better, but it wasn't able to hide the truth. God was able to penetrate through those lies. And let me say, there's a point in time for man to stand before God and give an account and what we choose to believe here is not what we're going to be judged by. We're going to be judged by the Word of God. And we either come to that or we will be rejected. In the fourth chapter of Hosea, the sixth verse, listen close to this. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Now, you might say today, well, it's my choice. It ain't hurting anybody. You and I, because of the life that we live, we can cause our children to follow in our footsteps. And what God said here, you've rejected knowledge. You've rejected the Word of God. And because of that, I reject too. And then we raise our children and we teach them to walk in that same path that we're in. And we soon find when we stand before God, it didn't only cost our soul. But we look around and we see there's our children that walk in our footsteps. And it's going to cost their soul. I can remember being in Oregon just a few years ago. There was a man and woman claiming to be right with God. And we went to their children's house where they were all people expecting to have a sermon. It come around bad day of the sermon. Everybody, even mom and dad, baby, and kids, and they got up to leave. Why they did not have the love of God? They had no vision to see their children was on the road to hell. They had become blind. They rejected knowledge. And because of that, God also will reject them. You and I today, it's our right to realize God will not be involved. We're not going to laugh in the face of God and tell Him what He said. Don't matter. He said, I'll laugh at you when you're I'll mock you. You and I today, when we stand before God, we're going to find God was serious with His Word. You and I, if we reject the Word of God, do you realize this Word is the only thing that you'll ever hold in your hands, in your life, that will endure forever. The only thing that will endure forever unchanged. Everything else will change. Every soul that comes into this world will endure forever. But we change through life, don't we? God's Word will never change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He said it will endure forever. Why? Because it's what we're going to be judged by when we stand before Him. What did we do with the Word of God? How did we handle it? Did we really believe what it said? If God says, thou shalt not, and we do, what do we say? God, it don't matter what you say. It don't matter what you think about me. What I determine for me is better because I know more. It's going to be okay because I know what's right. I had a woman to tell me, God don't want me to be unhappy. I know better. So He's got to make a way. He did. And it was called Jesus Christ. He wants every one to be happy. And what we think here will make us happy. It's not the happiness that we need. There was a lot of time when I was in sin. I thought for a moment I was happy. But in a little while I left that. And that sadness, that depression, that emptiness was right back again. There was no way to get rid of it. But when we come to God, He said, I'll give you a well of water. Bring it up on the inside. During the week when you get to praying and healing, praying and talking to God. Find out that well it just been rejuvenated again, and it can start to overflow. That's the only thing we can find that can do that. Go spend your last dollar on drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever you want to do. But in a little while, you're going to be right back as you were before. But when I got all of that to God, I've never been the same. I've been different from that day on. And you and I, that's what God wants for each one of us. Have you rejected knowledge? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, there's all kinds of people that will tell you, once you become a child of God, you can't lose it because He cannot deny His children. Well, He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I can show you in the Bible where it tells you and I, if we don't endure to the end, we're going to be lost. And it's there. It's knowledge for us to learn. We've got to live a Christian life each and every day of our life. Because we turn away and walk away from God that last day and we die. He said, for the righteousness that you've done, it won't be mentioned. You and I, we've got to live our life for God each and every day. We've got to hold on to that hand of God. Paul said, I die daily. He wanted to make sure that his life was what God accepted. Why he was said part of that royal priesthood. He come offered his life to God each and every day to make sure that it was acceptable unto God. People go through, there's a talk out about if you don't pray for 7 days or pray without upper not missing 10 days or something like that, it makes one weak. But it was a play of words in both ways it does. That 7 days without prayer, that's a week without prayer. But it also makes you spiritually weak. And today, there's all kinds of people that say, oh, I'm a Christian. They'll go home and close their Bible when they leave church. They'll never open it again and they come back to church. They never get on their knees and pray. They don't know anything about God. That's why they think it's all right to live as they should. That it'll be okay. They never got close enough to God to find out. He said He is a peculiar God in the world. He's a righteous God. And you have a peculiar people that serve Him well. The world's not going to like it if you come and serve God. But if you don't, you're going to find out when you stand there on the day of judgment that those that you thought liked you here in this life, that one that you've been listening to, is not going to bring any joy or happiness unto you. You know, all kinds of people, I even had people that called themselves Christians say, well, the Lord has never spoke to me. If God don't speak to you, something's wrong. You know, if I go and I turn the radio on, and I turn that button, and there's no sound or nothing coming out of it, it's because the radios went bad, there's no power there, or something. Well, you and I, if we go to talk to God, and there's nothing coming back, we need to find out what's wrong. Because God will talk to you. He'll let you know what's right and what's wrong. God will let you know whether you're being acceptable or not. God will require things of you. And you say, well, how does He speak to me? It will be so plain that I can't explain it to you. If somebody's standing beside you, they might not know that God's speaking to you, but you can hear it so plain that you'll think it's somebody speaking to you. I've had God to speak that plain to me.
to where I thought my ear was hearing Him. That's how plain God can make it if you want to know what God's got for you. But people walk around with their fingers in their ears and their eyes closed, and they say, I can't hear and I can't see what God wants of me. God said it's time for us to open our eyes and our ears. You know, if people would only listen, if they would only listen. You know, it is a shame that so many people here in this life thinks that hell don't exist. In the 9th chapter, the book of Mark, 3 times in the 44th verse, in the 46th verse, and in the 48th verse, all 3 of these verses read the exact same way. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Do you think God was kidding when He said it 3 times like that? And if you happen to have a red letter testament, you'll notice that was Christ speaking. 3 times He said that close together. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. A man that goes into hell, he'll be there for all of eternity. A woman that goes to hell, she'll be there for all of eternity. And God said, the fire, it's never going to go out. You and I today, because we choose to be ignorant, because we reject knowledge, that don't get us around. God said, if you reject the knowledge, in other words, if you reject the word that I have put there in front of you to teach you what I require of you, you reject that, I reject you. Now, how many of us want to be rejected by God? Do you think I'm kidding? Do you think the Word of God is kidding with you? It's serious. God, as I said, He don't take it lightly. The Bible is a small book for all that it contains. But it contains everything that me and you need to be exactly what God wants us to be. You know, there's law books. You go in the courthouse, there's law books that every one of them is thicker than our Bible. And there'll be whole walls, just shelf after shelf of those law books that we're supposed to live by. The lawyers, the judge. Most of them don't even know what's all in that. They wait till some case is coming up and then they go look it up to see how it applies to the law. God give it to us that we can carry around in our hand so we're not ignorant. And you say, well, I didn't know. He said, you rejected knowledge. It was there. You had no excuse. We can read. We can find out exactly what He requires of us. And if we don't, when we stand before Him, we have no excuse. When He says, I don't know you. He wants each and every one of us to be lively stones, making up a spiritual house for the Lord. What's in your heart tonight? Is the Spirit there? Are you a born-again Christian? Do you know that you passed from death unto life? Are you being obedient unto God's Word? Will you be at least honest enough with old self to say, either I don't want nothing to do with God, or yes, I want the Lord, because you're standing right now in the crossroad, and God is saying, make a decision. Can right now, do you want to accept my word and the knowledge I'm willing to give, or are you going to reject it? And you say, well, I can't make that decision now. You either make it now, and the death angel calls, you made it then. Why? Because being undecided right now is no excuse if a death angel calls and God's word said, my spirit will not always cry with me. And he said, it's the morning of the man. Once in a while, and after death and judgment, you'll stand there with no
And it's up to you. While we get some song to sing. God has placed a door of mercy here for each and every one of us. Open that we can walk through if we will. He's waiting on us to open the door of our heart and let Him come in. What is it that you want out of life? What is it that you want? Do you want God, or do you want the things that God says that you can't have? That's what it boils down to. Do you want what God says is right, or do you want to choose that God said is wrong? When we stand before Him, it's going to be just that plain. A lot of times we don't want to be put on the spot. You're on the spot, whether you realize it or not. What are you going to do? Pilate.
I've never been able to understand this. Pilate was there, examined Christ, couldn't find anything wrong with Him. He told them, he said, I find nothing wrong. He hadn't done anything worthy of death. Yet they were saying, crucify Him. He said, I'm washing my hands of this innocent man's blood. Then He turned around and turned Him over to them to take Him and scourge Him. At Pilate's permission to scourge Him before being crucified. Did He get rid of that blood? No. You might say, well, I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I wouldn't do anything like that. If you don't live for Him, you've rejected the Son of God. You either live for Him and accept Him as your Lord and Master, or you'll stand before Him as your judge. And He said, I'm not going to judge you. The Word is what will judge you. He'll be standing there reading your life and how it measures up with His Word. So you can read the Word right now and know how you're going to be. Know how you're going to stand. Are you guilty or are you innocent? Is there something in the Word of God that God says you're guilty of? If He does, then you're wrong. And the only way to be made right is get on your knees and repent. While we sing, will you come? Do you want the Lord? Do you want a Christian life? Do you want to have something that you can feel? Something that you know is real? Truly dedicated unto God. Surrendered unto the Lord. If you do, that door is here waiting for you. God said, He's standing with His arms outstretched. Will you come? It's your decision to make. Nobody else can make that decision for you. And if you choose sin, when you stand before God, then you'll have to say amen to your own condemnation. You know, there's quite a few people in life that I've known that died, that was lost. And I've never found the words that I could speak to comfort those that was left behind. I've never found that I could comfort my own self as far as that soul went, except to say they had their opportunities and they let them slip by. There's some people, you go to the funeral and you know you're saying goodbye for all eternity. There's others you're just saying, so long, I'll see you, Lord. Each and every one of us, everybody that comes to our funeral, they know whether we was right or not. Even that sinner person, they know whether we was right or not. They might not say it out openly, but they know. I've been to several. I've even preached some where the people wanted you to say something real nice over that person. Brag about what they were. But if their heart wasn't right with God, what good does it do to brag about what they accomplished here in life? The most important thing they let slip by. The only thing that really made any difference, they let go by without taking advantage of it.
Christ come and died for you.